Going to be here broadcasting live on Pride 48 every week at 10 o'clock following cocktails and cream puffs, except for I believe it's the second Monday of every month, and then we'll be on at 11 p.m. and there'll be another show on at 10 p.m.
Probably Greetings from Nowhere.
Greetings from Nowhere, yes.
I'm guessing they have a Monday night spot once a month, so.
Okay, yeah, so.
But they're clean, no porn. No disgusting stuff.
Well, that's boring. I've never heard their show, but I will definitely tune in and check it out.
It's one of my favorite shows. Try
something
really? Different.
Is it good?
It's very good.
Is it better than Big Fatty? Well
Big I'm Fatty. Not. No, I'm not going to go there. Sorry. I mean, he sets the bar so low, he says it himself. Everything's better.
No bar has ever been lower than Big Fatty.
Except maybe ours on the Apple.
Well, yes.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, that's boring.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1680 of the BFO for two, not two,
Fatty, you fucked it up, you're looking right at the calendar and you fucked it up,
for Wednesday the 2th of July 2014, y'all, you're just gonna have to hang around to find out what's coming up, yes, Big Fatty.
Christmas, happy holiday.
Hello, Sinkers.
Big Fatty, I think I know why we're Sinkers.
Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. And y'all, you are Sinkers today because, y'all, this is NSYNC singing the Merry Grandma Happy Holidays. Because, y'all, you know it's coming in July. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, by the way, Big Fatty, the artwork on yesterday's little show was vulgar. It was just vulgar. And if people haven't gone over to the BFO to look at it, Squeaky Kitty, what did you think? Yes, I thought it was vulgar, too. And it was just vulgar.
So, anyway, y'all, it's Crema in July, and we're just playing a little Crema music during Crema in July. And, you know, to put you in a cool sort of frame of mind. Yes, Big Fatty.
Time of year, Christmas time is here, and with the best from above, God sends you his love, and everything's okay. Merry Christmas, happy holiday. Oh yeah. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy holiday.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, today, the 2th of July, y'all, it is a celebration of exiting the birth canal of a grand listener of the Pride 48 little show, y'all. You sometimes hear him with that moose pee guessing the hysterical musicals over there at the airplane show. With the Seda 69, y'all, it's a half of the bro moose. It's the bro half of the bro moose, y'all. It is none other. He's out there in Denver, the mile high city. So nice, I named it twice. Y'all, it is none other than that brother Sinatus, and y'all, he's yes, Big Fatty, he's just a doll baby. And, y'all, if you see Brother Sinatus on the face space. By the way, Poodle, how's the face space going?
Big Fatty, I've just been so busy I hadn't been on the face space in a long time, but I promise that I'm gonna try to get back on it soon.
anyway,
Y'all, if you see Brother Sinatus on the Face Space or on the 20, send him a big old happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, do you think he remembers it? Well, God, I hope not. Big Fatty, let's just hope he remembers to eat his cake. Gussie, y'all, Big Fatty has got maple syrup on his face. Big Fatty! Tuesday, the 1st of July, was Canada Day, you know, up there in the northern Mexico. And, y'all, I usually take time to play the Northern Mexico national anthem and give proper respect to all the Northern Mexican listeners up there. And y'all, I don't know why. Normally it's printed on my mark and calendar, but y'all, it wasn't printed on this year's, and so y'all, I just forgot. But y'all, I want to make it all right. So right now I'm going to play the national anthem of Northern Mexico. See, y'all, that, of course, is the music for Spot and Big Fatty, which was number 11 on the quiz. Y'all, it reminds me, I've got to announce who the winner is of the quiz today. But y'all, over here at Spot and Big Fatty, y'all, last time we were over here, that Peter G spotted Big Fatty as the Statue of Liberty. And then that Peter G also has spotted Big Fatty. It shares Big Fatty's career as career on the New York City's famed Rockettes didn't last long. He lifted his leg in the kick line at the Radio City Music Hall, and it had to be evacuated for noxious fumes. Poor Big Fatty. And y'all, then an anonymous person says, "I love H and Z, Big Fatty, vote bacon." And then Timmy Sims spots Big Fatty. It says, "Timmy Sims and Big Fatty in behind bars contemplate learning the official prison game, the anal intruder."
Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hello, fat one. It is Tim giving you a call. Hello, squeaky kitty and poodle. I have a question for poodle in a minute. But I'm going back to your Thursday show last week. I'm glad to know I am not the only one who fucks up the numbering of their show, because I went from 120 to 175. And this last week, I went from like 2 something to 10 to 209. It was like 3 or 4 off. But, so, yeah, I did that a lot too, so. But no one caught mine, so, except for me. But I have a question for Poodle.
Oh,
I'm to put music or not.
Oh, I don't have music.
Poodle, you love the cake. So I was just wondering what your favorite cake is. Because mine's Boston cream pie, which is really a cake, not a pie. And Black Forest cake. So what's your favorite cake?
Ooh,
love you all.
Love
bye.
Bye. Bye. I don't know if I've ever had an ex-poodle question. That's lovely.
Want
a big fatty.
Oh. Tim, are you okay? First of all, Tim, thank you so much for the call. It's just lovely to hear your voice. Sometime other than Crema, but you know, isn't it appropriate that Tim called during Crema in July? Because you know that's usually when Big Fatty gets to see Tim is around Crema time over there in the Hatlanta. But anyway, Tim is an excellent Big Fatty. It's my question. Yes. All right. Well, you take care of it then. Tim, this is an excellent question. Probably my favorite cake is the one right in front of me. But if I had to choose, I would choose either one of two. I would either choose a lemon cake or a coconut cake or a lemon coconut. Big Fatty, now I want cake.
Hello. Bacon.
Hey, Bart, it's Bacon. So I had the XM in my new car, and I paid for it for like 3 years or 2.5 years or something like that. Anyway, long story short, after it had it disconnected or turned off or whatever, deactivated, that would be the word, dead thyroid. And so anyway, after it was deactivated, periodically, every now and then, I would get a little thing on my favorite that I could pick up one of the XM stations. Well, you know, I listened to it, of course, because it's like, well, what are they going to do, you know, send me a bill in the mail? I didn't ask for it. It just showed up there. Well, anyway, they didn't send me a bill in the mail, but what they did do is they sent me an offer for $25 for 6 months. And I'm sitting here going, if you can give it to me for $25 for 6 months, you give it to me for 10 years for $25 for 6 months, and I'll pay that all up front right here, right now, $500. Because, you know, whatever. Even if you disappear in 3 years. But anyway, nonetheless, do you think that they tease me with those, with my favorite stations, and then use that to send me that offer through the mail?
Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bay. Oh.
Is that text like them?
Oh.
No, probably not.
Oh.
Big Fatty, she wasn't through.
It sounded like she was through. First of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Even though you did not phrase it in the form of an Axe Big Fatty question, I'm going to answer your question anyway. First of all, Miss Bacon, it's an excellent question. And Big Fatty has some actual experience with this. First of all, you were not stealing the Sirius signal once you had disconnected, because you had ended your service. And if anyone was stealing in the relationship between you and Sirius, it was Sirius, because what they charge is ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway. Once you disconnect your service, if I don't know if they tease you or not, but I do know that once you disconnect, they will start sending you offers, the good offer, 6 months for $25. But Miss Bacon, you got to remember this: it automatically renews at the regular rates if you don't call and cancel before the end of the 6 months. So. When you call and sign up for it, if you decide to do that, ask them, all right, now what day will this six-month offer expire on in case I want to call and cancel? I want to make sure that I call in time and cancel in time, and then write that on your mock and calendar so that you don't forget. Now, what Big Fatty generally does is sometime in July, Big Fatty will take advantage of one of those six-month offers so I can get the Crema stations during the Crema season. So I'll be on the lookout for one of those offers myself, and they'll continue to send them to you until kingdom come. Fatty. But anyway, just make sure you mark on calendar the day that offer ends, or they're gonna start putting charges on your charger plate. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh my God, I just
I just don't know what to say. I mean, the big fat one. Oh my God, big fatty. Can I just say that, first of all, I love you. And second of all, I hate you. And I'm not sure which emotion should be prominent. I don't know whether I should love you or hate you or... I'm just baffled. Anyway, I just want to call you and apologize for bumping you from my show. But maybe next week, maybe the week after that. I don't know. Just sit in the green room. There's lots of dildos. There's lots of sex toys. And just wait there until I need you. And, you know, the big fat celebrity that is Big Fatty. You know, it'll be a surprise. It'll be like a wonderful surprise to the listeners of the worst podcast in the world. And I know you like to say that you're the worst podcast in the world, but let's be honest here. There's no podcast worse than Jade City. But anyway. I love your big fatness and your oldness and your slubbiness and your kinkiness and all that stuff. And, wow, I've had too much to drink. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Big Fatty, who was that? Y'all, now, many of you may not know who that is, but Big Fatty knows who that is. Y'all, that is Tristan. That is Tristan, and you know, y'all, Tristan was around back in the early days of Pride 48 when it first got started about 6 years ago. He did the Jaded City little show, and Big Fatty was on it with some regularity. And y'all, he's just resurfaced here recently. Y'all, I gotta say, Tristan is like a little brother to Big Fatty. So y'all, you're in trouble if you listen to the Jaded City little show. And y'all, by the way, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that was Tristan and Blam Guy J. Y'all, they have reinitiated the Jaded City little show. And y'all, I can't tell you where it is because I don't remember at the moment. But they're not in the iTurds yet. But Tristan says that he's probably going to be on the iTurds next week. Of course, you know, if I remember when Big Fatty got started, y'all, it took like 6 weeks. So y'all, you never know. But y'all, if you go over to I don't even know where you go to go to jadedcity.com. I don't know that you can find anything there, but you might. But the Blind Guy Jay is his new co-host, and it's just lovely. I listen to him, and y'all, Big Fatty is indeed the most ruined, the most ruined little show on the inner tubes, but y'all, Tristan professes to have the worst little show, and y'all, I'm not gonna mince words with him. We'll let the listeners decide. Big Fatty, I can't imagine that there's anything to decide. Anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day, and I hope you are making your plans for your big barbecue coming up this weekend. And Tristan, if Big Fatty was to run up to New York City this weekend and knock on your door when you opened it, what would you say?
Well, that's boring.
Well, what if I brought sex toys? Big Fatty, leave it alone!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.